Course 4. Activating your plan. Module 1. Major life decisions.
The concept of major life decisions can sound pretty daunting, right? It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Let's look at this concept with eyes wide open and ensure that the bigger moves we make are the best ones we can, whatever the circumstances may be, because we have far more control over our lives when we do. The majority of our major life decisions are made between our teens, 20s, and 30s. These are the years in which you decide on your education, career, lifestyle, possibly significant other or children, and even your plans for retirement. Making decisions that aren't so smart can be incredibly limiting, cutting down on your opportunities. Instead, make them thoughtfully and strategically. It's easy to just let things happen, hoping that everything falls into place as it should. Or you can opt to truly take control and ownership of your life and circumstances. Addressing your major life decisions head-on is an outstanding way to ensure this. Our goal here is to help improve your decision-making skills. Are you passive or proactive in how you approach things? Do you typically take the easy path or the right path? Can you tell the difference? What if things start spiraling out of control or you become a runaway success? Do you know what to do? Life can take your world by storm if you're not prepared. We're also going to take a close look at what's most important to you and help you set priorities based on what you value most in the world. We have great tools here. We're going to help you get clear on what drives you and how to create a decision-making filter so that your major life decisions are aligned with your priorities. With a little planning and preparation, it's incredible how many good things you can set in motion with your life to propel you forward rather than hold you back.
It's interesting that the majority of our biggest life decisions, the ones that most influence and shape our lives, happen early on in our teens, 20s, and 30s. You're probably already confronting some of these choices right now. How far to go in school, what to do for work, where to live. Each of these decisions impact how well you position yourself for the life you want. All too often, we make major life decisions without giving them the thought and respect that they deserve. People don't usually spend the time to discover what it is they actually really do want. Why is this? There are many reasons, ranging from how hard it is to change, because it's so much easier just to go along with what's happening sometimes, to making choices because we're worried about what others might think. We're going to walk through some practical and incredibly useful ways to approach the biggest decisions in your life. Because when it comes to having a life that you dream of, making more strategic decisions is one of the most important things you can do to improve your prospects for success. Please note that this is not about controlling your journey in life. It's about learning to make smart choices that are in alignment with your bigger life goals. No matter how many plans you make, life will always provide lots of twists and turns. It's important to create a healthy balance between setting goals and being open to and ready for whatever shows up, and also being willing to pivot when challenges or opportunities emerge. A successful life is all about how you choose to define it, and sometimes that might mean being open to anything that arises, whether it's what you planned or not. Of course, we're big advocates of employing a good bit of strategy when it comes to sculpting your life and career. However, we do suggest that you always stay open to the unexpected because surprises can end up leading to the greatest adventures and even triumphs. When it comes to any major life decision you have to make from here on out, remember this. It's your life. You only get one. Make good choices. The biggest decisions you'll make. When we talk about major life decisions, we are referring to any decision that can have a profound impact on the rest of your life. As we mentioned earlier, many of these decisions happen earlier on in life. For some of these kinds of choices, you'll notice the impact right away. For many others, you might not notice the impact immediately, but we can guarantee that you will at some point down the road. As we walk through the major life decisions, project or forecast, even for a minute in your head, how the choices that you still have to make can affect your life over a matter of years or even decades. Consider just how much weight these choices have on you so that you're inspired to make these kinds of decisions more thoughtfully and strategically. Here are the top major life decisions that most people are faced with. Education. What to study, where to go, how to learn what you need to learn, and which degrees or certificates to pursue. Career. What you want to be. Which path to invest in. How far you take it. Ambition, energy, dedication. Starting a business or stepping into a job. Partners or going solo. Location or home. Where to live. Establish yourself. Build a life. Do you buy or rent? Are you in a house, a condo, apartment, or studio? Lifestyle. Where to live. How to set up your life. Your daily routine. Your environment. Urban, suburban, rural. Spouse or significant other, even children. Get engaged or married. What new family members will your new life include? To have children or not, and when? Spirituality. Serious or casual part of your life? Becoming active in your community? Framing your values according to your beliefs? Financial. What to spend? What to buy? Making responsible financial decisions? Being risky or conservative? Social. Who will you surround yourself with? Who will you let get close enough to influence you? Who will you spend your free time with? Changing paths. Have your priorities, needs, or circumstances changed? Where will you go next? What will you do? Online, there's an activity to walk you through your major life decisions. Thinking about major life decisions, we're going to ask you to fill out a form describing where you currently are and where you'd like to be. We realize that you might not have solid plans for some of these, but we want you to do your best. We're going to ask you to comment on your current situation and the future situation that you'd like to have when it comes to your education, career, location or home, lifestyle, spouse, significant other or children, spirituality, financial, social, and the possibility of changing paths. Passive versus proactive approaches to decision-making. We have two choices when it comes to how we face our biggest decisions, passively or proactively. Passive is the approach you take when you accept what comes your way without question or effort. When you're passive, you make decisions only if and when they're presented to you and typically take the path of least resistance. On the other end of the spectrum is the proactive approach. That's when you address challenges head-on, often thinking through them before they even come your way. When you're proactive, you make decisions actively rather than reactively. You choose to drive rather than be a passenger in your own life. Why is this a big deal? Well, even simple decisions can have an exponential effect. Without notice, they can send us rocketing down one path or another, whether we're prepared or not. Before we know it, a single choice can change the course of our lives entirely. Just think about how jumping on an airplane for a trip, buying a lottery ticket, having a child, enlisting in the army, or serving time in jail can dramatically affect someone's life. These big life changes all stem from decisions that were once made. The more thoughtful you can be, the more you can steer your choices towards positive outcomes. Strive to be someone who is proactive. We know it can be tempting to follow what everyone else is doing. But one simple word about that? Don't. Choose what's best for you. Be the best person you can be along the way, because while you may be the center of your universe, your choices and actions do impact others. Use your decision-making powers wisely. Take the right path. Some things are easy. Some things are right for us. Sometimes these are the same things. But often when it comes to major life decisions, they're not. Let's clarify here. When we talk about taking the right path, we mean right for you. And what's right for you may be very different from what's right for your friends, your parents, or anyone else. Most of us are easily influenced by a torrent of outside forces: family, friends, educators, colleagues, neighbors, society, religion, even the media. Most of us want to do what's right, but we have a lot of noise to contend with. There's a lot influencing our decisions, even if we don't realize it. On top of that, what is right can be highly subjective. All of these competing influences can easily get overwhelming. We take the easy path when we accept circumstances we don't like by saying things like, well, that's just the way things are. Make whatever decision seems easiest. Take the path simply because it's popular. Cling to what's safe. Do what's expected. Take the road that's already been paved and clearly labeled. Make decisions based on the expectations of others. Ignore the part of us that knows what it is we want or need to do. It's important to note that sometimes the right choice in a big life decision is also easy. Sometimes the right choice is the one that's expected or flows effortlessly for you. But more often, it's not. And always, any decision made solely for any of the reasons that I just mentioned without careful consideration is a classic example of taking the easy path instead of the right one. Our lives are filled with movies and books about someone who made a difficult choice because it's right for them. When they overcome their obstacles and go on to thrive against adversity, we cheer them on. Why? Because that person made a right decision for them. And then they stuck to it. It's inspiring, meaningful, and life-changing. So how do we ensure we're making the decisions that are right for us? Here's how. We get very clear about our own priorities and use them whenever an important decision arises. Advice from industry pros. Michael Teo is the perfect person to talk about major life decisions, and he works with training young people to make better life and career decisions every day. He's the founder, strategist, and director of Thriving Talents, a company that consults and trains young talent in organizations and universities to be successful in life and work. Thriving Talents has been featured on CNN, BBC, and the United Nations, even the Malaysia Book of Records, as well as 34 other countries. Michael has been helping young leaders in developing their leadership skills all over the world, and now he's here to talk directly to you.
Salam sejahtera, and hello. My name is Michael Teo, and I am a young entrepreneur based here in Malaysia. I run a company called Thriving Talents, where we are passionate in developing your potential, us, the millennials, to become more productive and profitable in our careers and in our businesses, which I really hope that would excite you as well. Now, one of the things I'm really proud of my startup is that we have had the great opportunities to work with businesses across 39 countries, really making our mark as a global organization. I've had the great opportunities to be in the United Nations. I've had the great opportunity to share the stage with Sir Richard Branson, to name a few people. One of the things that I often get asked is, Michael, you are a young entrepreneur right now. You are leading a global organization doing what you do best and what you love to do, that is developing people. How did you make that major life decision to get to where you are today? One of the things I've done is that I've used a three-step model every time when I evaluated that action that I'm going to take to make something happen. So this three-step model can be easily remembered as step number one, you need to structure, step number two, evaluate, and step number three, take action. Now, the first step is structure. Now, I understand that when you are starting a new semester in school, or you're starting a new job, or you're excited that you're gonna be involved in a new project, ask yourself, what does this new goal mean to you? Write down at least five reasons of why you are excited, why you believe starting this new effort, starting this new goal, starting this new project, starting this new job, starting to learn something new from your academic years could help you with your life. What benefit could it bring to you? List down five reasons at least. You would have begun creating a structure around why you want to take that decision. Now, the second thing I need you to do, again, under the huge structure banner as well, is for you to remember to ask yourself, why do you want to pursue that decision? What is that major purpose behind that drive, that motivation you're gonna summon to actually take that action, to make that decision in your life? How will it change your life? That's very important. Now, once you have actually structured your goals, once you have actually listed down what are the reasons why you want to do that action, why you want to make that decision, we will lead to the second step. And the second step is to evaluate. You want to evaluate your goals, you want to evaluate that action before you make a decision to take it. Write down What are some of the resources you need? Write down what are some of the risks that you may face. When you've listed down what are some of the risks for you to undertake this action, also ask your mind, ask yourself, what are some of the things you can do to reduce this risk? And if you do not know how to reduce the risk before making a decision or taking that action, use this golden phrase, find a mentor. Ask Google, ask Bing. Go onto Facebook and put it up on your status saying, guys, I need help. I'm gonna make a very important decision right now. You will be rather surprised to see how people correspond with you. And again, because you're watching this video right now, it also shows that, hey, there are people like me who will be willing to help you. Take that note, remember, evaluate. And last but not least, my third step for you, take action, make a decision. Now, I understand you'll be thinking, Michael, everybody needs to make a decision, right? Well, guess what? The most powerful actions, the most powerful campaigns, the most powerful leaders, the most powerful companies around the world were all created because of a decision that was made either by one man or by a collective group to actually make a change in their society. People often ask me, Michael, where do we get the confidence? Where do we get the courage, the power? The power to do something. And I always share with them, it's about making that decision. Once you're able to make the decision, once you have actually listed down why that decision is important to you, once you have listed down, hey, what are some of the risks, what are some of the resources you need in order to help you make that decision work? And that is when you start asking these questions to your brain and you start looking for the answers. And once you find those answers, again, through mentoring, asking online communities, talking to your local community professionals who have done what you want to pursue, then you will be crystal clear to see how there are people out there that are willing to help you make that major life decision. What is that major decision that you will make in your life today that will get you to take advantage of the fact that we're all millennials and to take advantage of the opportunity that we are ever more connected with the world and share your value with the world?
Online, you're going to find an activity called Getting Your Priorities Straight. Personal fire drill. Imagine your cell phone ringing right now. You answer and learn that your home right down the block is on fire. You only have a few minutes to run and grab your most important things before everything is gone. Describe online in a quick laundry list what you take. Be honest, there's no right answers. Before you can make major life decisions, the first thing you have to do is set your priorities. Being very clear about what's important to you is what will help you make the right decisions for yourself, time and time again. In the online activity, you'll find a section called Personal Priorities. We're going to ask you to take a look at a list of priorities. Which matter to you most? Pick your top five. Then we're going to ask you to list them in order of importance, with the most important priority first and the least at the bottom. These priorities include achievement, advancement, adventure, affection, competitiveness, cooperation, creativity, economic security, fame, freedom, friendship, integrity, involvement, location, loyalty, order, personal development, pleasure, power, prestige, recognition, responsibility, self-respect, variety, and wealth. Once you've done that, here are a few more recommendations. We're going to ask you to rate your priorities, thinking about one big decision that you have to make now or soon, and explain it. Evaluate each option that you have based on how well it aligns with each priority. For example, when you're deciding whether or not to move to a big city, you might want to list the top priorities and then rank them according to how aligned they are with this potential life decision. For example, if your top priority is advancement, and being in a big city would assist with that, that would get a ranking of 5. You're going to use a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being that it doesn't really align and 5 being that it aligns perfectly. When you're done, look at how many 1s and 5s you have, and the method is going to really help you make much more educated decisions. This is a great decision-making filter moving forward. Be sure to go online and complete this activity. It's so much more dynamic than I can describe in an audio format here. One last very important note. Priorities change, especially as you get older and your lifestyle and circumstances change. Take the time to revisit your priorities regularly. Otherwise, you may find yourself making decisions as the person you used to be, instead of the person you actually are today or aspire to be in the future. How decision-making leads to success or failure. Sometimes circumstances are such that our lives move faster than we'd like. Sometimes situations get out of control, but many times they're totally dependent on the decisions that we've made. When times are calm, it's good to be a little proactive and think about what might happen if your life started to go really well, with success on every front. Or if your decisions backfired and put you into an increasingly desperate downhill spiral. While it might be uncomfortable to think about these possibilities, the few minutes you take to consider them in case they happen can make anything that happens ahead much easier to manage, capitalize on, or even tackle head-on to overcome. Downward spirals. If you've ever felt like your life was spiraling out of control, that circumstances or a series of bad decisions kidnapped your better judgment and sent you hurtling into a very wrong direction, you've experienced a spiral. As you know, it's not a good thing. Spirals can cause us to lose control, making everything worse. Common downward spirals can be caused by ignoring major responsibilities, failing grades or coursework, excessive debt, overeating, abusing your health, drug use, illness or loss, complacency or laziness, depression. Every decision you make that isn't right for you has the potential to start a spiral, a series of bad things that can lead to much worse things. Downward spirals are dangerous and can even be life-threatening to you and others. Use your imagination. Your ability to visualize and think through all possible outcomes can be powerful if channeled into positive decision-making. No matter how bad things may be at some point in your life, every day presents a new day to move forward more intelligently, learn from the past, learn from your mistakes, and move on. Upward trajectories. On the other hand, if you've made a few great decisions and had those mixed with a good dose of luck and perfect timing, you might have experienced an upward trajectory, a time in your life where things are progressing very fast and falling into place beautifully. Upward trajectories are often caused by a relentless effort to achieve something great, a new business startup, a fabulous new job or career, a new life in a new city, a significant new relationship, media attention, substantial new wealth or new capital, personal development work, generosity. Quite simply, in making very conscious, strategic decisions, successful people avoid spirals and strategically position themselves to encourage upward trajectories. This is typically how the most successful people learn to not only catapult themselves out of rough situations, but also how to get ahead of the pack in general. Set goals for success. We want you to achieve your full potential. That's why it's so important to set yourself up for success as much as you possibly can. Setting and writing down your goals is one of the most effective, proven strategies for achieving anything. Simply put, if you know where you're going and focus on it, you'll take the actions you need to make it a reality. Here are some goal-setting tips that'll get you started. Get a very clear sense of what your intentions and goals are. Give yourself the time and space to contemplate this. Write your goals down. There's something very powerful about putting your thoughts and objectives down on paper or on a computer. They automatically become so much more real when you can see them than when they're just fleeting thoughts in your head. Envision yourself achieving those goals. Make them as vivid as you can. Work backwards to make a list of everything that you'd need to do to reach those accomplishments. If you're really ambitious, think about what you plan on doing in 5 years, 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, 1 week, and what you want right now. Set yourself up for success by being realistic about the timeframes that you just set for those goals. You can always make adjustments. Start with your best estimates. Get your finances in order to support your goals. By doing an assessment of where you are currently, how much money you're potentially going to need, you'll be able to move forward faster with your bigger plans. Consider having an accountability partner, a mentor, or a coach, someone who will be really supportive by talking you through the different stages and helping you stay on course. As you set your goals, carefully plan out how you intend to achieve one of your biggest life goals. Choose something that's really current, real, or relevant to you. We'd prefer it to be something career-related, but it can be a personal goal as well. Write about that online. Summary. Congratulations on working through a difficult set of decisions, contemplations, and situations right here in this module. These are not easy conversations to have with yourself, let alone others, but we hope that by now you see the value in addressing big decisions and variables more directly and strategically. Good and bad things will happen in all of our lives. Don't let them throw you off balance for too long. Try to stay grounded and mindful. Everything gets easier when you do. Soon you'll see that if you adopt this perspective and use some of these suggestions, happiness and success will follow.